This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Two government officials gave impeachment investigators vivid recaps of the Trump administration's efforts to push Ukraine into investigating Democrats and former Vice President Joe Biden. We get the details of the newly released transcripts of their testimony from Sagar Meghani.
In transcripts of their interviews last month, former White House Russia advisor Fiona Hill and Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman describe extraordinary scenes. They include Ambassador Gordon Sondland telling Ukrainians they need to investigate the Bidens in exchange for a coveted meeting with the president. They're the latest transcripts detailing what Democrats say was a clear abuse of office. Hours before they were released, the president insisted none of the testimony worries him.
In no cases that I see have I been heard.
He's preemptively bashing the public hearings Democrats will start next week. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Facebook, meanwhile, says it is deleting any post that names the person rumored to be the whistleblower that sparked the Ukraine investigation. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Facebook says it's taking down mentions of the name of a man who may be the whistleblower circulating on some websites, including Breitbart News, because the posts violate Facebook's ban on material that could identify a witness, informant, or activist. But the social media platform also says that decision could change if the name becomes widely published. Twitter, meanwhile, says it's allowing the name to circulate. It bans sharing personally identifiable information about a person, like an address or medical record, but that does not include the person's name. There are federal laws designed to protect whistleblowers and their identities. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more on these stories, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump rejected China's claim that the United States and China have agreed to roll back some of the tariffs that each side imposed on the other's goods. Speaking outside the White House Friday, President Trump said that China would like to have a rollback in tariffs, but he has not agreed.
I'm very happy right now. We're taking in billions of dollars. I'm very happy. China would like to make a deal much more than I would.
Trump's remarks suggest that much work remains to be done at the bargaining table to end the bitter trade war that has hurt both economies. China's Commerce Ministry said Thursday that the world's two largest economies had agreed to roll back some of the tariffs that each imposed on the other's goods during the ongoing trade war. Turkey's Interior Minister said Friday that his country will begin to repatriate captured Islamic State militants to their home countries as of Monday. Reuters' Emily Spickle reports.
Turkey has long criticized its European allies for refusing to take back Islamic State fighters who are their citizens. And on Friday, the country's interior minister warned they were taking matters into their own hands, saying Turkey would start sending back captured jihadists from Monday, even if their citizenship had been revoked.
We're telling them, we'll repatriate these people to you, and we're starting as of Monday. We'll repatriate these people no matter what they do. They'll object and say we revoked their citizenship. Do whatever you want with them.
The announcement comes as a senior Kurdish leader warns the European Union could face a wave of returning battle-hardened Islamic State fighters from Syria.
That is Emily Spickle of Reuters. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that Russia slays political opponents and China's tactics would be horrifyingly familiar in East Germany. Reuters' Emmer McCarthy reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo didn't hold back in his criticism of China and Russia on Friday in a speech in Berlin.
Today, Russia, led by a former KGB officer stationed in Dresden, invades its neighbors and slays political opponents. In China, the Chinese Communist Party is shaping a new vision of authoritarianism, one that the world has not seen for an awfully long time.
Pompeo was speaking in Germany to mark 30 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall, the Cold War's most potent symbol.
That's Emmer McCarthy of Reuters. Stock prices closed higher on Wall Street, with the Dow up 0.02%, the S&P added 0.26%, while the Nasdaq gained 0.48%. I'm David Byrd. VOA News.